corporate government crime syndicate, the fake government, is at war with its own people. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable, it is February 20th, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, a great schism is taking place in the Roman Catholic Church right now. Former Pope Benedict XVI just died recently, and now his final book of his career has been published after his death. For a decade, people have wondered about why exactly Benedict resigned as Pope back in 2013. One of the most popular theories, with some of the most evidence for it, is that Benedict was basically pushed out by the gay cabal inside of the Vatican. According to longtime Vatican reporter Frederick Martel, who wrote the book In the Closet of the Vatican, this cabal is an open secret. As many as 80% of the top cardinals and administrators in the Vatican are gay. Their underlings are gay. Elite gays promote other gays to succeed them. Being gay is the fastest way to rise up in the Vatican hierarchy. Being gay doesn't even have to mean being liberal, by the way, at least not publicly. According to Martel, the men on both sides of the big debates within the church are gay. The most pro-gay ones of all, he says, are actually the straight people in the Vatican. Remember the church sex abuse scandals of the past 20 years? Almost all of the victims are young boys, not young girls. One of the biggest reasons that there's so many cover-ups is that if gay priests got exposed, it might in turn expose the gay bishops above them. And if things are bad now, they're poised to get a whole lot worse. Pope Francis has been pope for a decade now. He appoints all of the Catholic Church's bishops and all of its cardinals. When Francis dies or retires, he will have picked almost all of the men who will elect his successor. The next pope, or at least the next pope, is very likely to be even more liberal than Francis. Francis has hinted at being pro-gay. This one might be openly gay. He might make the churches more permissive toward divorce or transgenderism or even abortion. He'll fight harder to stamp out the dissidents who practice the Catholic Church's traditional Latin Mass. But it's not all bad news in the Catholic Church. There's still millions of conservative traditionalists who reject everything that Francis and his cabal stand for. They believe in the old ways and the old values, but since they're Catholics, they also believe in the existence of a papacy. So what does that mean moving forward? Could we see a full-blown split in the Catholic Church with traditionalists following someone other than the official pope in Rome? Michael Matt is host of The Remnant Underground and editor of The Remnant Newspaper, a biweekly Catholic newspaper, and he joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thanks for having me, Stu.
Yeah, of course. So what do you think? I mean, are we going to see a split off here, some sort of a balkanizing effort?
I think in a sense we already are seeing it, Stu. I mean, Pope Francis is very, first of all, I'm a practicing Catholic, a proud practicing Catholic. I want to make that very clear. My intent in speaking out and what's happening in my church has nothing to do with a desire to defect or leave the Catholic Church. What we have here is an infiltration of the Catholic Church at the highest levels. It's been going on for a long time, but that obviously is what we have going on right now. I think in a sense, this split that you're talking about has already taken place. Some of us, especially lay people who are in a position where we can speak out, are speaking out, and we're finding that there's tremendous support for that speaking out, even if there are cardinals and bishops who may not be able to speak out. But the reality is Pope Francis is extremely popular with the Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, Catholic wing of the church, which is basically a wing of the church that has gone into apostasy a long time ago, whether they want to admit it or not. So he's popular with that. He's not popular with practicing faithful Catholics. And we see now we're even in the middle of this incredible situation where he was instrumental in cooperating with Pfizer, shutting down the world, locking every church, taking Catholics out of their own churches for a long period of time during COVID. Now he's actually coming out and attacking those Catholics who are attending the Latin Mass faithfully. As you know, there's a huge defection of Mass-going Catholics from the church. The one bright spot in the church are people who are going to the Latin Mass. Out of nowhere, after COVID, Francis comes in and starts shutting all those. He wants to shut all those Latin Masses down now, which I really think establishes malice. He's extremely unpopular with faithful Catholics. And the idea now is to resist him as hard as we possibly can, and hope that that resistance trickles up. And so at the next conclave, maybe something happens good. But at this point, it's very discouraging to be a Catholic.
So this program has done a lot of reporting on the fake government, the corporate government crime syndicate that exists now in this country, installations versus elections, a small group of elites, a club that we're not in, as George Carlin said. Do you see this infiltration of the Catholic Church with similar traits as the infiltration of our own government, our political system here?
Stu, I'm so glad to have an opportunity to share with your audience. Please look into this. Look into the connection between Pope Francis and Davos, for example, the World Economic Forum. This is not a conspiracy theory. I know they like to talk to people and dismiss people like us as conspiracy theorists. This couldn't be any more obvious. Pope Francis sends a representative to Davos pretty much every year. They're completely on board with the Great Reset, Agenda 2030. They have been from the start. Pope Francis, as you'll remember, your audience will remember, when they first got started with the COVID thing, Pope Francis, the moral and spiritual authority of the world, stands in dramatic fashion out on the Piazza San Pietro at the Vatican, blessing and approving the entire globalist experiment on mankind that was about to unfold. They needed, in my opinion, to have the moral authority of the largest Christian denomination in the world to pull this thing off. So of course, what's happening in our government, look how friendly Pope Francis has been to Joe Biden and to Nancy Pelosi, even giving Nancy Pelosi communion inside the Vatican over the bones of St. Peter, for Pete's sakes. There's no question that these people are on the same page right now. And ultimately, I think that, you know, I believe as a practicing Catholic, God is going to have to intervene. But we as faithful Catholics and all people of the world need to open their eyes as to the connection between the Vatican and the whole globalist Agenda 2030, especially the experiment, because it's very, very real.
What do these infiltrators, including the Pope, hope to accomplish by destroying, you know, for example, the Latin Mass and breaking down and closing churches across the planet?
There are different ideas, different theories as to what that would be. And you don't want to come out and emerge as sort of the church lady. But to me, and I was real gratified to see Tucker Carlson recently say this as well, to me, what we're looking at is a battle between good and evil. You know, when you see what they're doing to children right now in the classrooms and, you know, with transsexualism, genderism and all this, they're waging war on the innocence of little children. And I think with the Catholic Church, what they wanted to do was get rid of that moral authority that spoke out in favor of marriage, one man, one woman, that defended the lives of the unborn, no matter what, that didn't hate homosexuals, but that shared with homosexuals the truth about what the church teaches, what Bible-based teaching is on sodomy. All these things were helping people have a God-oriented sense of what we're doing on this planet. And it seems to me that the idea was get the largest Christian moral authority out of the way so we can progress with this secularist New World Order that they have in mind. I'm wide open to this being a whacked out conspiracy theory and I need to, you know, calm down, but then provide for me an answer for what is going on, because that's the answer to me that makes the most sense. Get rid of the Christocentric view of history and install a Christophobia, and at the same time take the moral authority down and let the secularists take over the world. That seems to be what's happening.
Michael, Matt, you read your Bible. God blew up two whole cities over that kind of behavior, sodomy. Why should we view the Vatican as bending a knee to this gay cabal as something that would be positive for any church?
Absolutely. When you think about the war against the family that's going on, you know, and again, I don't want anybody to believe, any in your audience to believe, just take my word for what's happening. I would encourage them to go look at some of the recent statements that Francis has said. One of them in the documentary that he made called The Letter, I think it is, or it might be Francesco, he actually says he encourages two gay men to take their adopted child and come to church because they need to have the right to be a family, and he's very much in favor of gay unions. Now, they make a big distinction saying we don't accept homosexual marriage, but I would say to the average guy on the street, what's the difference? If the Pope is saying gay couples should be considered a family and should adopt children and in fact come to Mass, it's already a fait accompli. He's blessing and approving, as far as I can tell, sodomy itself. And this is the ultimate undermining of the Christian society, Christian family, which is the nucleus of society. And to me, that's why this is so frightening, not just for Catholics, but for anybody. When the voice of the Catholic Church goes silent on abortion and on contraception, or on homosexuality and gay marriage or sodomy, look out. Who's going to stand up for family and for children and for law and order in the future if you don't even have the largest Christian denomination standing up against it anymore?
So Frederick Martel, he authored the book In the Closet of the Vatican, which I mentioned in the lead up to our conversation, said that as many as 80% of the top cardinals and administrators in the Vatican are gay. So the gay lobby has all kinds of power in the Vatican. The gay lobby has all kinds of power in American government. What is the purpose of that? Why are they elevating homosexuality to the extent that they are?
Well, I mean, in my opinion, it would be because at least one of the reasons would be a long time ago, they decided that, you know, having a priesthood that was all about the worship of Almighty God. You see that even liturgically. The priests used to turn away from the people, lead them towards God, in, you know, as it was always done historically, lead the flock towards worshiping God. They turned the priests around. They got rid of the altar. They set up a table, and they made it a much different situation. So I think there has been an attack on the priesthood from one who's set apart and leading people in the worship of Almighty God and in the salvation of their souls, making the priesthood itself into a gay profession, a degenerate profession, which causes most people to just give up on the whole idea of the priesthood and the church and everything else because they know there is this connection now. Pretty effective way, in other words, of destroying confidence in the liturgy, in theology, in doctrine, in the church herself by attacking the priesthood and transforming the priesthood into a gay profession. I'm not saying everybody intended to do that, but the reality is that's what we're living under right now. And I think that's just the answer to your question would be was a surefire way to undermine the church, undermine the priesthood itself. If priests are all degenerate and don't even care about heaven and hell and judgment and God and all of that, of course the faithful are going to go in the same direction.
Yeah, so my opinion is undermine the church by undermining the priesthood itself. Similarly, you can undermine the morale in a country like the United States of America by undermining the president and the political process itself.
And the military.
Yeah. There is no coincidence, in my opinion, that this all works together. And as you said, the proof is in the pudding. Why does the Pope send a representative to Davos every year to meet with the psychopaths who want a one-world government?
That's right. More on that in just
a little while. Michael Matt, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sue.
The boosters are killing millions.
Had a vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning, America!
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
If you want to protect your retirement savings, if you want to protect your checking account and your savings account, if you want to protect your 401k, your investment accounts, invest in gold and silver, physical gold and silver. Do it by calling GoldCo today. And by the way, if you mention Stu Peters, get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo, 855-706-GOLD, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content. Virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
So this Friday will mark the one-year anniversary of Russia's so-called invasion of Ukraine. Over the past year, America has spent more than $100 billion financing the Ukraine side of this war. We're poised to spend hundreds of billions more. Both Biden and the McCarthy-led congressional GOP are on board with it because naturally, it's easy when it's other people's money and a bunch of it gets skimmed off by your friends and your donors. But the same hazards, the very same hazards that existed in the beginning of all of this, still exist right now. Our fake leaders in the corporate government crime syndicate are intentionally walking our country toward a nuclear World War III over a country that isn't even our ally. A country whose territorial integrity means absolutely nothing for our own liberty or security or prosperity. You all remember, we were promised that our involvement could stay limited enough to prevent escalation. We were only going to supply a little bit of cash and some small weapons like missiles and rifles and drones, already far too much. But now we're sending Ukraine heavy artillery. We're sending Bradley fighting vehicles. We're even sending Abrams battle tanks. Hell, soon we might be sending them advanced fighter jets. Keep in mind, dozens of bioweapons labs have been discovered and confirmed by our own State Department to exist in Ukraine. And guess what? It looks like they're tied directly to the Biden crime family. Nothing good happens in bioweapons labs. And by the way, Putin seems to be strategically including those facilities as his primary targets. Meanwhile, you want to talk about war crimes? The Ukrainian Azov battalion is literally eating opposition soldiers, and the global pedophilia cabal has plenty to cover up in Ukraine, a country that, remember, was primarily settled by Russians after Lenin's color revolution defined arbitrary borders in the former Soviet Union. What the hell is really going on here? Well, as of a few weeks ago, we also have detailed reporting indicating that we are committing our own acts of war directly against Russia. According to veteran investigative reporter Seymour Hersh, the Biden administration used Navy divers to blow up the Nord Stream pipeline in the Baltic Sea. That's an act of war against Russia. And it's even an act of war against Germany, our own supposed ally. So expand this a little bit. At first, China stayed out of all of this. Well, now it's looking more and more like they see that our obsession with Ukraine is a perfect opportunity to weaken and humiliate us further. In the last few weeks, they allegedly sent these balloons to test our air defenses. Now they're reportedly considering sending Russia weapons to bolster their war effort. Of course, they're already waging all kinds of indirect war on us right here in America. Since our own border matters a lot less than Ukraine's, tons of Chinese fentanyl pours over it and eventually reaches the arms of American drug users. More Americans are dying of drug ODs every year than were killed in the entire Vietnam War. China is also flooding our schools and laboratories and cutting-edge companies with spies. They're stealing every type of technology that they can get away with. And who knows? Maybe China will decide that it's worth risking a real war with us. They want Taiwan back. They know that America's weapons stockpiles are more depleted now than they've ever been at any time since World War II. They know that our European allies are totally focused on Russia and won't bother with some fight in the Pacific. And they know that we have a president who's already bought off and owned, so is his son Hunter. So maybe they're thinking, if we're going to fight, now is the time to do it. And if they do, let's face it, they would be right. Taiwan matters more than Ukraine does. Not that that's saying much, but Taiwan is also not a country worth fighting a nuclear war over. So that's why this is all so insane. We're inching closer and closer to real, full-blown, kinetic World War III, and it's all on behalf of countries and causes that shouldn't be our concern at all. So what's the real reason for all of this? Consider testimony from Joseph Spencer, who was a U.S. government employee from May of 1970 to October of 1997 as a secret operative in an organization called Men in Black. Quote, "In 2024, there will be an alien invasion on Earth, but in fact, the inhabitants of the Earth will not see an armada of real ships in the sky, but a very advanced hologram that looks like a real object and can even be touched. The absolute reality of what is happening will be created, but it will not be aliens or holograms that will bomb cities, but Earthlings under the cover of these holograms. The world will witness a massive alien invasion. Thousands of holographic alien warships will cover the skies, but people will be in a global panic, and real warplanes between holograms will deliver the real blow. As a result, a one-world government will be created, and none of the people will be against it." Unquote. Dale Comstock spent 10 years in the Delta Force as a ballistics and explosive expert. He joins us now. Dale, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Appreciate that. Yeah, a lot of things you just said there make the hair stand up on my neck. You know, I live I'm in Florida right now, but I also live in Indonesia and in the Philippines. I travel quite a bit. So I kind of get to see both hemispheres and what's going on both sides of the globe. And I have a pretty good perspective, I think, as far as how we're viewed, how we view the world and how the world views us. I've always said that we've been at war with China for a long time. It just hasn't gone kinetic. It may never go kinetic. They're doing a pretty good job at winning under the radar. And the problem is most Americans are completely ignorant, oblivious to what's going on. They don't care because it doesn't affect their daily lives. They don't pay attention. But the reality is, things like TikTok, right? It's a psyops tool and it's used for surveillance and for spying by the Chinese. We've got the balloons, flying across our country. Balloons have been around since the 1800s. They've been used in, many ways, whether it's surveillance or whether it's actual attacks, dropping bombs and things like that. We use them in Afghanistan as tethered balloons. We have free-floating balloons. We have maneuverable balloons. They have them. The Chinese and Russians have them. And here we are. We're letting people come across the borders unchecked. And now, from what I understand, there's quite a few Chinese coming across the border. We're allowing chemical weapons, fentanyl, to come across the border. It's an amazing. Think about this. Biden quoted 70,000 deaths. It's actually probably closer to 100,000 deaths from fentanyl every year. And think about if 100,000 people died every year, from airplane crashes, we'd be losing our minds right now, but nobody's paying attention. Nobody cares because it directly doesn't affect them per se, other than maybe if they lost a loved one or something. We have balloons coming across the border unchecked. It's a balloon. So what? Yeah, well, how about this? It's a balloon that's obviously it's a surveillance balloon. It's probably tracking our signals. There's a lot of intel to be collected from that. What about this? Like the Japanese in World War II, what if they just start dropping a weapon, a nuclear weapon, a small nuclear weapon, maybe, chemical weapons, bioweapons, radiological weapons. What if they introduce an EMP? All right. And basically wipe out our electrical grids. There's so many things they can do with that. And if we just allow them to come across unchecked, cross our country before we shoot them down, what's the point? They've already collected the intel. Do you think they're actually keeping it in a recorder and they're going to recover the recorder later on? No, they've actually been downloading this stuff as a balloon's coming across our country. So they should have never even entered and begin with. So this administration particularly has left all our borders, our air borders, our sea borders, our ground borders, all wide open. And we're getting exposed to a threat and people aren't paying attention, like you said. Eventually, what's going to happen? One day you're going to wake up and have nothing. What's his name? Schwab from, the World Economic Forum said, you'll be happy, like baloney. You'll have nothing. You'll own nothing. You'll do nothing. You'll go nowhere. Everything. You will lose all sovereignty and all control. So the Chinese don't have to kill us. I don't think that's their goal. They just have to control us and our resources, and we're making it really easy for them.
Nobody's more owned by China, the CCP, than the Biden crime family. He definitely owes some favors over there. We don't even have any real proof that that balloon was sent by the Chinese anyways. We can consider an article from 2008, maybe, or 3 years ago, I think it was. The United States government announced their balloon spy program to try to shut down narcotics activity. They were going to launch, by the way, from South Dakota, float over parts of the Midwest, and then make their final in Illinois. This could have very easily been launched by our own government. And speaking of being launched by our own government, you were in the Delta Force as a ballistics and explosives expert. What about this Chernobyl event in Ohio that the media completely ignores for 10 days until programs like this one started putting the pressure on them to report it because millions of people suddenly started learning about it? Now we had an explosive device in Philadelphia placed on train tracks targeting another train. Nobody knows where this pipe bomb came from, but oddly enough, Dale, it matches the same one that was supposedly placed at the RNC and the DNC on January 6th. And that person was caught on video, but yet not a primary target of the FBI. They would rather go get grandma and grandpa who prayed on the Capitol building steps on January 6th. Do you see this as a rogue government that it's at war with its own people?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been saying this for a while. They ignore the obvious the obvious threats that are out there. They're, you know, I think it's called mass hypnosis psychosis. Look at over here. Look at the shiny things that's going on. Look at this. Oh, racism, bad cops, blah, blah, blah. So nobody's paying attention to, you know, these train wrecks, literally to the tune of about 1,000 a year in our country where trains are coming derailed. And we're just kind of ignoring that. Yet, you know, as a security consultant as well over the years, I've done a lot of work with explosives, different types of breaching mechanisms and procedures, methodologies. But I've always concerned myself with, you know, if I was a bad guy, how would I do the most damage psychologically anyways in America? If I wanted to really invoke terrorism, what can I do? And one of the ideas was using a train. You know, you could take maybe a quarter pound of a C4. You can make homemade explosives. Very simple. The menus are on the internet. And basically put it on a piece of railroad tie, put a cap on it. As soon as the train drives over, it detonates. You take the train right off the rails, and now you have what? A train going 100 miles an hour spilling, you know, chemicals and debris, maybe into water sources, a river going over a bridge, going, you know, plowing through a village, a city, a town. There's, I mean,
and that's exactly what's happening in Ohio right now. I mean, we have all of this vinyl chloride, which is a known carcinogen to every single organ in the human body, going directly into the Ohio River, which is a water source for 5 million people, the largest tributary into the Mississippi River, affecting everybody south of that in the lower Mississippi. This is actually happening. The media is completely ignoring it. Meanwhile, food plants, manufacturing facilities, chicken farms are all up in a blaze. The country is literally on fire, and nobody seems to know or give a damn.
It's amazing, right? I mean, it really is amazing. The dumb masses, you know, the Roman Empire, you know, collapsed because they said, give their dumb masses bread and circus and they won't pay attention to what's happening in the Senate. And you see how that worked out. Here we are again doing the same thing, because reality is, and I like Elon Musk's what he said one time. He said, quote, you can buy an education, but you can't buy intelligence. And man, there's so much truth to that. There's some really smart people out there academically that are dumber than a rock, and they're naive. They're gullible. They've lived in the box all their life, and they just don't believe, oh, the government would do that to us. Oh yeah, they will. I've been in part of the government. I've seen what the government is willing to do. I've seen the lies. I've seen the covers up. I've directly seen them. Okay. I know what it's capable of. And if anybody thinks out there that the government is here to protect you, you're smoking crack. Or maybe fentanyl now, but you know, it's we live in a dangerous time, and I don't see it getting any better unless this regime is changed. And let's just hope, man, you know, that somebody with some common sense gets back at the helm and steers us in the right direction, because I don't know that America, honestly, the real America doesn't even exist anymore. Not the one that I grew up in. You know, my father fought for, I fought for, my son fought for, my kids fought, all my children fought for, literally fought for. You know, we don't recognize it anymore. And it's sad because, you know, I'm worried about my children in this country. What are they going to inherit? You know, what are they inheriting? And what about their freedom? You know, they're losing it. You know, my only... I don't know if I'm not going to say I'm lucky, but at least I have another plan. I mean, I live in Indonesia as well. Not that it's that much greater, but I'll honestly tell you, it doesn't have the problems we have in our country.
That's right.
You know, I have a fallback plan, so to speak, but that's not to argue that I'm going to try to run either, because I will actually stand and fight for my country. It'll be the last fight I ever fight, but I will fight for my country and our freedom, whatever it takes. But, yeah, well, I'm just totally disgusted. And you're right. None of this is accidental. None of this is coincidental. You got one live brain cell. You do your critical thinking, your analysis. No doubt what is going on is deliberate. Every part of it, not just on a national level, but on an international level. There is literally a conspiracy to basically undermine our sovereignty, take away our freedom, and basically enslave us all. Under one world government, there will be the haves and the have nots. And there's going to be just a few of the haves and a whole lot of us in the have not barrel in the bottom. If we even survive it.
George Carlin said it best. It's a big club and we're not in it. You mentioned mass formation psychosis. That, I think, blames the people. And really who we need to be blaming are the people who control the media, BlackRock and Vanguard and the criminal central banking cabal and Big Pharma. And the criminal media, the press, lies to people. They brainwash them while they're busy at soccer practice and putting food on the table and working their 9-to-5 job. Blue-collar America, the backbone of our economy. These people are absolute criminals. And you mentioned getting the right person back at the helm. We can't wait on a man to ride in on a white horse and save us. We as Americans need to realize what our duty is to our country, and we would be derelict in that duty as Americans if we did not tear down and abolish any form of government that's oppressive to our inherent, God-given, inalienable rights. And that's exactly what's happening before us right now, every day. I got to get to break. Dale Comstock, thank you so much for being here. Come back again soon.
Appreciate it, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, sure, of course. Have you heard about China's shocking secret? As China reopens, U.S. economists are celebrating. They're convinced that we're no longer going into a recession. They're even praising the communist country as if it's some sort of a hero. But the question remains, is China actually hiding a deadly secret? One so devastating it could undermine the United States and cripple our country beyond recognition with one swift blow. A brand new documentary is exposing what many experts believe is America's biggest threat in 2023. The documentary is currently streaming online for free and will reveal everything that you need to know about this looming crisis, including how to prepare for it. The truth is, no one knows how long this threat could last, but experts fear it could arrive as early as next week. In fact, they're committed and convinced that this is the real reason China lifted its restrictions. To watch the documentary that exposes the truth on this inevitable crisis, visit darkagedefense.com/Stu Peters. The documentary is available only for the next 48 hours, so watch it while you can. darkagedefense.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
Every day, we learn more about how the so-called vaccine is wrecking healthy immune systems. But it's not just the jabbed who are at risk. Protect yourself from shedding and spike proteins. Boost your immune system with Dr. Jen Vandewater's Spike Recovery Formula, available at heroicdoctors.com. This formula inhibits spike viral effects, blood vessel blockages, and supports T-cell activity. Go to heroicdoctors.com and order it today.
You've heard me talk about nootropics brain supplements. I was going through my email over the weekend. I saw hundreds of testimonials from people. Stu, thank you for introducing us to Nootopia. These are 100% legal, 100% safe, non-addictive. They actually make you smarter. You battle distractions, bust through them with ease. Never been more creative, more driven, more focused than before I started with Focus Savagery. I had a custom kit after filling out the questionnaire at nootopia.com/Stu. They put it together. They said, this is how you process information. This is what we would recommend. Love it. Collagenius, a product that we ran them out of, is now back. That's collagen and mushroom extract. We all know how great that is for the brain. Check it out for yourself. Go to nootopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, nootopia.com/Stu Peters. We continue right now. You probably remember the name Mark McCloskey. Mark and his wife were the couple who had a Black Lives Matter mob storm into their neighborhood and terrorize the inhabitants at the peak of the George Floyd frenzy. Just to get in, they had to smash through a metal gate. Then they lurched onto the lawns of people's houses, including the McCloskeys. Well, rather than be intimidated, the McCloskeys stood up for themselves. They defended their home, a historic building that they had spent years lovingly restoring. Rather than abandon that home to the mob, the McCloskeys went inside, fetched some guns, carried them outside, and sent a message. Over our dead bodies. Well, naturally, the mob dispersed, as most mobs typically do when met by righteous force. And that made Mark and Patricia McCloskey heroes to all law-abiding Americans, but that made them villains to the bloodthirsty animals of the left. While St. Louis's violent crime rate exploded, the city's repulsive district attorney, Kim Gardner, focused on prosecuting the McCloskeys for nonviolently defending themselves with their Second Amendment rights. While the mob that intimidated them went unpunished, the McCloskeys were charged with unlawful use of a weapon. Rather than fight the charges in court, they pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor and then immediately received a pardon from the state's governor. Well, that's great. But the left remained obsessed with punishing the McCloskeys as much as possible. Because of his criminal conviction, McCloskey had to forfeit his guns and pay several fines. After the pardon, he sued to get the guns and money returned. They're still fighting for that. Just before the new year, Missouri Judge Joan Moriarty ruled that Mark actually will not receive his guns back, and we'll definitely want to talk about that. But we have another topic that we want to hit with Mark today. Mark is an experienced attorney, and he just traveled up to East Palestine, Ohio, to assess the situation there after the train wreck and chemical burn. His wife is from the area, and they both feel called to do what they can for their community. There's a lot to be done. There's all kinds of wild stories going on around in East Palestine. You've heard about the dead fish and the dead pets and the dead livestock. You've heard about the horrible chemical stench causing people to have headaches and a whole lot worse. But there's other bizarre red flags to this story as well. Stories of digital ID being rolled out just days before the derailment. Stories of a gag order that's keeping locals from talking honestly about what's going on. It's all really disturbing, and we need to hear more about that. To that end, Mark McCloskey joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so first of all, obviously, you were targeted by a fake government crime syndicate in lieu of this Black Lives Matter terrorist organization. That's what they want to do to the rest of us, and they're going to do it by any means necessary. The whole country's on fire. You went to East Palestine. I mean, fill us in on all of this.
Well, you know, on the BLM mob that crashed through our gate and threatened to kill me and rape and murder my wife and burn down my house and burn down my office building and even kill our dog, not a single one of those people did a day in jail. Compare that to the political prisoners in D.C. who are charged with things like trespass or, you know, being on Capitol grounds, or no charges at all that have been held in solitary confinement for years. I mean, there's definitely people in the mainstream call it a two-tier justice system, but there is no justice in this country. The only unforgivable crime in America is to stand up against the left. And if you do that, they'll do everything they can to make your life miserable. Yeah. And we're still fighting, for example. They confiscated the guns we used that day, but we're still fighting to get them back. I've got we'll appeal the judge's ruling. I've got a motion for reconsideration now. But, you know, our prosecutor, this Kim Gardner, who's one of these, you know, more than 30 George Soros-funded prosecutors, their job isn't to prosecute crime. Their job is to sow discord and create chaos, because out of chaos comes tyranny. That's what all this is about.
Absence of the rule of law is what you're suggesting.
Yeah.
Of course.
And she really does. Her big accomplishment so far this year is getting a convicted murderer acquitted. And that's what she's spending our tax dollars on.
So murderers running the streets, killing people, open borders, fentanyl killing hundreds of thousands of people, an actual military-style invasion, and then allegedly a real military-style invasion in our airspace with these balloons floating all over the place, UFOs, fires at food plants and all these other manufacturing facilities, and then the derailment in East Palestine. You went there. What the hell is going on? What's with these gag orders? Why can nobody talk about it? Why are journalists being arrested who want to broadcast what's happening in East Palestine?
So my wife's best friends lived about 1,000 feet from where this train wreck happened. So we drove in yesterday through that street, so Taggart Street, going into East Palestine. There's a guard standing there at a roadblock, and I asked him what's going on. I can't say. Well, who can you tell me can tell me? We're told not to tell you even who can tell you. I'm told I can't hear anything. Can't say anything. We drove around the other end of town, came in the same street to the roadblock on the other end. Another nice young man there. While I'm talking to him, you can hear on his microphone the voice saying, you can't tell them anything. Don't have any conversation with them. Tell them if they hang around, we'll call the police. There was that creek that you saw J.D. Vance, Senator Vance, pulling a stick in and having all that crud come up and where all the fish were dead. There were about six big pumps on that. It's called Sulphur Run. About six big pumps pumping stuff in and pumping stuff out of that creek. And a lady working it. I went up to her and I asked her, who do you work for? I can't say. Who does whoever you work for? I'm not allowed to say. Well, what are you doing here on the creek? Well, I can't tell you, but give me your name and number and I'll have somebody contact you. Well, I got contacted by her about 20 minutes ago, and she gave me the name of somebody at the railroad who was going to talk to me and give me the lowdown. And you call that number, it says, email us your request and somebody from information services will get back to you. But here's the killer, right? Killer is that when I'm talking to the lady who isn't going to tell me anything, sometimes if you sit there with your mouth closed, people want to volunteer information. And she says this. She says, we can't tell you anything until we get the tests back, right? Well, if they're already telling everybody it's perfectly safe, then what tests are we waiting for? I mean, it's just the folks that live there, we interviewed some of them. All of them were ordered out. None of them so far have gotten their $1,000 from the Norfolk and Southern. But my favorite line was this. One of the people doing cleanup told me, why don't you report this story right? Nobody's reporting this story right. And I said, well, if you've got an absolute press blockout, if you refuse to say anything, then how can we report it right? And she says, well, the railroad told you what the real story is, and the New York Times reported it. That's the real story. All right. Ask the fox what happened in the chicken house, and you'll get a good story.
Man, just absolutely scary. So we have reports here on this show that even the cars that were not pierced were then intentionally pierced by the folks that lit these things on fire. Do you know anything about that?
That's what I was told yesterday. Yes, they intentionally opened up the train cars. 1,100,000 gallons of vinyl chloride intentionally dumped into the environment and set on fire. And you see those big black clouds? When you see a black cloud, that means incomplete combustion. That means these particles are going to fall out downwind wherever that cloud goes. And they evacuated a mile radius. But you can see, you know, you don't have to be a weatherman, as the saying goes, to see which way the wind blows. that cloud is more than a mile in diameter and moving west to east. And wherever that cloud went, there's going to be fallout. There's going to be toxic particles. And the everybody we interviewed had said the exact same thing. That they've got a lot of questions. Whenever they meet with anybody, all they get is more questions and no answers. A friend of mine was at the town hall meeting two nights ago or three nights ago now. I was watching it live on television, and I was emailing him at the time or texting him, and I said, anybody from the EPA there? No. Anybody from Mayor Pete's office there? No. Anybody from the railroad there? No. So what's the town hall about if none of the people that have any information will bother to even show up? And then the CEO of the railroad showed up for about 3 minutes yesterday, the day before yesterday. And yet everybody on the ground is wondering what the heck's going to happen. I was talking to a guy yesterday, when he was evacuated, he took his dog with him, but not his cat. And he says his cat starts seizing and falls over dead. And then, you know, it takes a few seconds and it gets back up. I mean, if that's what's happening to cats immediately, imagine what happens to the people that are living there. And, you know, it's not just the water. I don't know what they're doing to the creek. I don't know what they're going to do to people's drinking water and water wells. But obviously the same fallout has landed on everything, all the buildings, all the grass, all the cars, your clothing indoors, everything. And nobody so far is saying exactly what it is and how it affects people.
Did you get any updates on what's happening to livestock in the immediate area?
I did not see anything. I did not talk to anybody that had any livestock other than the chickens that we've already seen. I can tell you one thing that's weird. My wife and I were talking about this yesterday. You don't hear any birds. You don't see any wildlife at all. And it's completely and eerily still, except for the folks. And I was hoping to distribute some bottled water yesterday, and everybody's living on bottled water. Even though the government's telling them that it's all perfectly safe. But who the heck that has a brain that functions would believe the government, our government, in this world today?
Yeah. We would not advise anybody to drink that water or to go back there, actually. I mean, vinyl chloride is a known carcinogen to every single organ in the human body. So for them to tell you that it's safe, remember, this is the same government that told you that a bioweapon injection was a safe and effective vaccine. So we would not encourage you to trust the corporate government crime syndicate here.
Think about this, though.
Yeah.
Think what would happen if this train wreck had happened in downtown San Francisco or D.C. or New York City. Do you think the government would have authorized opening up 1 million gallons of a toxic carcinogenic chemical in downtown San Francisco and setting it on fire? The only reason it happened here is that the railroad had you know, obviously they're big donors to the powers that be, and they didn't care about these people. This county where the train wreck happened voted 71% for Donald Trump. They're white, Christian, God-fearing Americans, and this administration just does not give a poop about them.
That's a fact. Also, we would recommend here at this show against signing this $1,000 inconvenience contract, $1,000. Read the fine print. I bet there's a whole lot of holds harmless language in there so that you cannot hold anybody accountable or liable for the damage that's been created, probably irreparably and permanently, to you and to your family and to your homes. Can you imagine trying to recover and mitigate the damage that's been done by vinyl chloride dumping all over the homes and businesses, in the soil, in the river? I mean, there is billions potentially of dollars in restoration that has to happen here. But if people drop dead in a year, 5 years, 10 years, they're not going to care, because this is a regime that is on board with a one world government depopulation agenda, and they're going to carry it out by any means necessary. Mark McCloskey, thank you so much for being here. I've got 30 seconds left. Final words.
I'll tell you this. The guys that signed those releases, signed those letters from the railroad refuses to give them a copy of it. So you sign something, it goes away, and you have no idea what you just signed. And when you come down with some horrible cancer, when you get delivered cancer, you know, 10 years down the road, who's going to make it good? And that's why they seal all these records for decades, because by the time you get the real truth out, to the extent the real truth exists, you're already dead and it's too late.
Thank you for being there, Mark, to try to find the real truth. And please keep us updated on your battle as to whether or not you get your guns back. Welcome back anytime. Thanks again for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Never forget what these people have done to us. They literally Chernobyled East Palestine, Ohio, and then employed the press to omit it. Hundreds of millions of people had no idea that this was going on in their country. People in the southern part of the Mississippi riverbed are drinking water that has now vinyl chloride in it. It's safe. It's safe to drink the water in East Palestine. What about the rest of the country? Unbelievable. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. That's my CBD company. That's the company that I use for my shoulder pain. A lot of people are using CBD for all kinds of things. If they battle with Parkinson's disease or have kids with ADHD, that's the most important. If you have a kid with ADHD, please try CBD. 100% legal, totally safe. It's non-addictive. You're not walking around high all day. Those are all myths and all untrue falsehoods about CBD. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain, migraine, headaches, allergies, seasonal allergies, food allergies, all of these things people treat with CBD. It's natural. It's from God's earth. The hemp is sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curable.com.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. TrustFilterSuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. FilterSuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
So the whole theme of today's show has been about how taxpayers, you, myself, we're funding our own demise. And thousands of people are convicted of tax-related crimes every year. Thousands of others pay fines. But Payman Motahedha of Freedom Law School says that there's a way to dodge those outcomes. Just don't file a 1040 form at all. Ignore the IRS. Pay no taxes. Get away with it. Well, how that is supposed to work, we don't know. It all goes back to one thing, though, he says, paperwork. The IRS has a lot of it, too much for it to actually ever process. We want to hear more about that, of course. To that end, Payman Motahedha joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu.
So 87,000 new agents the IRS has, but yet still they can't catch up. And you're saying there's no law that requires me to file federal income taxes or to pay the federal government.
That's right. The only people by law as published on government's own official legal websites is citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers. And the second good news is the IRS is imploding like the former communist Soviet Union of its own inertia. They had to give the IRS the budget to be able to hire 8,700 employees each year for 10 years, because out of the 74,000 employees they have, in the next 6 years, over 50,000 of them are expected to retire. And so the IRS is so broken, they decided to leave non-filers alone back in 2015. They can barely keep up with filers.
Yeah. How are these people then going to jail, being convicted of tax-related crimes, paying thousands of dollars in fines every year?
They're not. The people IRS puts in jail are over 95% of them are actually filers. It's a myth that if you don't file, they put you in prison. I am right here, example number one. I am the biggest enemy of the IRS. Openly not filed and paid any income taxes since 1993. IRS has come after me civilly for money. I have beaten them, yet they never even attempted to indict me, to put me on trial, to put me in prison, because they know I know the law. They know I'm right. So they've decided to leave non-filers alone because it's so expensive to come after someone who doesn't file voluntarily. They raise only $2 for every dollar spent on non-filers. However, for filers, for every dollar that they spend, they collect over $300. So if you're a businessman, instead of the IRS, who would you come after? Filers, who you make over $300 for every dollar spent, or non-filers, you only make $2?
Well, of course, naturally. I mean, I want to bring in the money so that I can use more of it to send to Ukraine, more of it to lock down schools and keep kids in masks and forced mandates. We need money to do all those things. The government is not a for-profit business. So they use your money. So what you're saying is that the people who go to jail are the filers, and they go to jail for what? Not correctly reporting income, trying to cheat the IRS out of what they're not already required to pay.
because you put the rope around your neck, literally handed to the IRS when under penalty of perjury, you swear on that 1040 form that you're the IRS money, that you have all those expenses and deductions and credits and all the gimmicks your CPA accountant lawyer gave you to reduce the money that you owe them. That whole thing is what gets you in trouble. You give them the power, you give them the rope. When you don't file, you've confessed to nothing. You said nothing under oath. When you file, you can go to prison for three different crimes. Material statement of fact, felony, false and fraudulent statement, misdemeanor, and tax evasion combined is 9 years of prison for every single year you file. However, when you don't file, you've done nothing wrong. When you follow the law, government's own official legal websites, we have the petitions on our website at freedomlawschool.org for free for everybody to download, print, sign, mail to your congressman. Triple check whether these are correct. And the congressman who write the tax laws never tell you you're wrong. Obviously, you are correct. And they cannot put you in prison because the jury will get to see the laws that you wrote in your petitions and they'll acquit you.
So why do you suppose it is, Payman, that hundreds of millions, ostensibly, of Americans continue to file and pay taxes every year?
For the same reason, Stu, that people lined up to get the corona jab because they were deceived and brainwashed that they're going to die of a corona if they don't get the vaccine. So they'll line up to get the vaccine. The CPAs, the tax community, just like doctors, hospitals, and the pharma. They make big bucks to deceive you on your own to go get the jab. The accountants, CPAs, tax lawyers, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, all of these guys make money when they deceive you to give power to the government to weaken yourself by putting a rope on your neck, believing filing is a safe thing to do, whereas the opposite is true.
It certainly makes sense to me. And the way that you put it makes a whole lot of sense. These forms are available at freedomlawschool.org. Again, freedomlawschool.org. Also, if you want to book an appointment with Payman Motahedra to talk about your personal tax situation, which we need to do that because obviously if there is something to this, which Lauren Witzke, our executive producer, was at your demonstration and she's like, no, this is legit. And you know what? I think that everybody that views this program is tired of funding our own demise. I have often said that a tax revolt may be our only last peaceful resolution to any of this, to fund the government that is being used to weaponize itself against us. They have openly declared war against its own citizens, the United States government, the fake government, the corporate government crime syndicate, who's taking your money and threatening jail time if you don't pay taxes. Freedomlawschool.org. Again, freedomlawschool.org. Payman Motahedra, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu.
Yeah, of course. Again, Payman's website, freedomlawschool.org, freedomlawschool.org. Can any of you imagine how well you would sleep if you didn't have to pay taxes? My goodness. A lot of people that can't get to sleep use melatonin. People that can't stay asleep. A lot of people give kids melatonin. Our good friends over at Bioptimizers say, please don't give your kids melatonin anymore. They explain all of that. Bioptimizers has this scientific breakthrough called Sleep Breakthrough. You can find it at sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Do not rely on the melatonin. By the way, your body builds up a resistance to that stuff over time. You need to take more and more of it. Then pretty soon it just doesn't work at all. Bioptimizers has the solution. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters.
Branch Covidians have turned our cities into super shedder capitals. The jabbed have become self-spreading bioweapons, threatening the purebloods.
He pulled this clot out, but as he pulled it out, it became something that was the extent of the person's entire leg. It was almost like a wax, mold of something.
The clot shot is ending careers, detonating bombs in the brains of pilots.
Dozens, maybe north of 100 commercial airline pilots have died within just a few days of being vaccinated. Dead.
But don't despair. There's an answer to protect you and your kids from the chimerically engineered symptoms. Forget the forever boosters. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from Dr. Zev Zelenko. One pill formula, taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons, RSV, and influenza B. ZStackProtocol.com. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
We will make zero apologies for the advertisers that we have here on this program. Every one of them designed to keep you healthy and to fight back against this murderous regime and to steal everything that you've ever worked hard for. Obviously, we're funding our own demise. What about the never tax retirement strategy? Is this really a thing? We'll ask Carlos Cortez, who's here for the Money Minute. Carlos Cortez has Cortez Wealth Management, by the way, the first advertiser on this program. You made this whole thing possible. So obviously, people don't want to pay taxes. They want to be out of this system that's designed to break you in every way imaginable, but financially as well.
Yeah, never tax me strategy has been going on for several years. Great strategy to implement. And when we have an IRAs, IRAs are owned by the government, as you know, Stu, and they can financially inoculate you. But we've evolved. We've evolved over the past several years. And now we have to fight the CBDC. We have to fight just other tax strategies and other hidden takeovers of your money. Now we have FDIC, who's in cahoots with the bail-ins, and they could literally just take your money out. So there's a lot of other nuances that we're doing. I'm like the weatherman. I can predict the weather. I can't stop it, but we can prevent it. And I can teach you how to survive when that financial storm does come.
Yeah. There's a few people who can apparently predict the weather because they can allegedly control the weather. They told you that. They've been weaponizing even clouds against us. You think they won't come after your money? Get help from Carlos Cortez, a real Jesus-believing follower of God and a family man and a patriot who wants to help other patriots. Book your personal appointment at CortezWM.com or call him in the office, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. We are out of time for today, but don't worry, we'll be back tomorrow. Also, great programming immediately following this show, the Dr. Jane Ruby Show. Don't miss that. Tuesdays and Thursdays, Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine and all kinds of other stuff over on Rumble, the Stu Peters Network, and always at StuPeters.com. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.